Shalom, and welcome to this week's Listener's Testimony on Inspired Faith Radio. We ask you, we enjoin you, we plead with you, send your testimonies to us. It can be a praise report, it can be a vision, it can be a prophecy, it can be the testimony of how you came to the Lord. Your testimony will help save someone's life, and I can state that with actual fact. This week's testimony is titled, My Testimony from Samuel. And these are the writings of Samuel. I do not edit, by the way, anything I get. I just read it the way it's written. So here we go. At a very early age, my mom told me about Jesus, and I learned to pray to the Lord. I was about 5 years old. At 13 years old, I was in the back of a Baptist church and feeling the tug of the Holy Spirit. I went forward to accept the Lord as Lord and Savior publicly, my knees feeling like they were shaking all the way down to the front. A few short weeks later, I was baptized, all strictly my free will. It wasn't but a few short years later I slipped away. Later, enlisting in the Navy, which only got worse. I eventually got out of the Navy, got a job working at a factory, and a woman challenged me to read a book, The Late Great Planet Earth, which she claimed I wouldn't be able to put down. I thought, this is nuts. I hated reading, had never found a book I ever liked, and decided to prove her wrong. Strange? I bought a copy, found it extremely interesting, and read it at least three times, cover to cover. I could see the truth through what the book had to say, though it was alien to me, for I'd never before read about prophecy, and sought out more books on prophecy because I wanted to learn and understand more, which I pursued for about the next 8 years. And then came the lull. I started reading the Word, front to back, Old and New Testaments, realizing that it would give me a clearer picture of what was intended for my life, as well as to put things in perspective prophetically. On one occasion, after working the swing shift, I heard a friend of mine on the CB radio, so I said hi to him and he invited me over. He being a professional rodeo rider and former Green Beret who had a problem with Vietnam as well as with alcohol. On the way over to his home, I was praying and said to the Lord, Lord, I'm doing as much as I know to do, but I need something, but I don't know what. I'll leave it up to you. And the prayer being said from my heart. Then continued to pray about other things as I drove to my friend's house. I went in and sat listening to him as he drank, pouring his heart out. He had many hurts. At one point, I felt someone brush the back of my neck and thought someone in the house had come upstairs and I just hadn't heard them, but I was very wrong. As I sat there, I believe the Holy Spirit started to descend around my forehead. I panicked at first, wondering what was going on, and then there was a slight pause, peace. And then the Holy Spirit covered me from ceiling to floor. I sensed as far as my arms could reach. I sat in a peace that truly does not exist on this earth naturally. I don't know how long it lasted, but eventually the Spirit departed and I was asked to leave, so I went home. Which, when I finally got to the door, my wife greeted me with tears, having thought the worst, that maybe I was in an accident or something. But all I could do was smile from ear to ear, totally out of character for me. I told her that a radiance had covered me, that you couldn't see but you could feel, and I have never forgotten the experience. I believe the Lord has guided my footsteps for decades as I seek the truth. I'm truly not perfect. I'm human, and I am the Lord's. I'm a sincere believer who has a way to go and a purpose to fulfill. John 10:27, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they will follow me. Signed, Samuel. Praise be the name of the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah. We thank you, Samuel, for sharing this heartfelt testimony, and we appreciate very much that you've done this. And we ask other people, mail us your testimony, paul@inspiredfaith.org. Put testimony in the subject line so I know what it is. Please send it to us. It can be a praise report. It can be something that the Lord had you do. It can be your own testimony, the experiences you went through. But believe me, your testimony will help save a life. So, please send us your testimony. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week. Next week, at the same time, for another listener's testimony. God bless you all.